Hello?
Jack.
What's going on, man? You recording?
No, I'm just wasting time.
So, my name's Jack.
Jack.
I write for a publication here in the Midwest. It's kind of like a black metal motorcycle enthusiast magazine. Jack Vandersloss. I know it's funny, so you can, you know, feel free to call me, you know, J-Sauce or Jerk-Sauce or...
J-Sauce.
Sauce Dog, you know, something Dr. Sauce-agon, I don't care, it's all good.
Call you Mr. Sticky for today.
Mr. Sticky. That'll work. So anyway, yeah, it's called Der Scheiser, the only place where issue one is always number two. But, like I said, it's, you know, we're doing interviews, product tests, fondue recipes, you know, you name it.
Fondue recipes.
We do.
Baby head meat fondue recipe.
Baby back arm, you know,
baby
ribs.
Head, man. It's all about the baby heads.
But with the changing attitude in the biker community, we started...
Changing attitude in the biker community.
We started interviewing hip hop artists, you know. I mean,
I don't know if my brother in law would go for that shit, man.
Is your brother in law a biker?
He's a horseman.
A horseman?
Iron horseman. That's a biker.
An iron horseman.
Huh?
I hear you. But you know, the new breed of biker feels a little uncool listening to shit like Judas Priest and Ronnie Dio. You
know, I don't know. I still listen to all that shit.
Well, I do too. But you know, and that's sort of the reason why I wanted to interview Dibs, because you know, you bridge the gap between like hip hop and some of the.
I'm gonna bring all the bikers to the hip hop show.
Yeah, we gotta get heads like the old school metal heads into this. You know,
anything to encourage a bloodbath.
Right. But, you know, we've been doing this, and, you know, we got some shit this month where we got the Def Jux crew, you know, testing some butt plugs and shit. We got LP, he's, we gave him the Big Earl model, and,
Big Earl.
And we got, like, actually, we got some left over if you want us to send you one. We got,
sure, I ain't gay if the balls don't touch, you know.
We got the Slim Jim. Interested in that? We'll send you one of those.
I'm gonna need the Punisher.
The Punisher.
Yeah.
I'll see what I can find here in the stock room of Der Scheiser.
Right on.
So, enough about me. tell me a little about yourself. Like, give me a brief history of Mr. Dibs.
I started smoking when I was 13.
Really?
Yeah.
Just smoking regular tobacco cigarettes, or
yeah,
anything that you could.
I don't
burn.
Smoke weed, Jack. I don't like the pot.
Why not? Is it sort of a bad trip, man? It
makes me hallucinate.
Hallucinations.
Cigarettes. That's it. That's it now. Anyway.
Why not? What do other people smoke in your area?
In Cincinnati.
Yeah.
Crystal meth.
Meth?
Meth. Meth is big.
Meth
is always big. Weed doesn't really count around here. Meth's pretty big.
Right. We got a lot of meth labs in Indiana.
No, dude, you're not that far away. You're basically in Ohio anyway.
Right. It's all Ohio around here. But,
Is it a fucking, what's a pony keg?
Pony keg?
What's a pony keg?
What are you talking about pony kegs for?
I'm just asking what a pony keg is.
It's the little, it's like, it's for girls.
What is it?
It's a little keg.
All right, I'm just seeing where you're from.
All right. Well, what's your definition of the pony keg?
Soda or pop.
Huh?
Soda or pop.
Pop.
Yeah, is it a... Miracle Whip or mayonnaise?
Mayonnaise.
Pepsi or Coke?
It's all Coke, dude. Give me a Coke.
I knew it.
Give me a Sprite Coke.
Fucking Coke.
So what got you into... What the fuck was that? What got you into hip-hop and DJing? Besides smoking.
DST.
DST.
DST, the DJ name.
Yeah, yeah. So,
That's where I, that's how I learned how to scratch.
So you watched that landmark performance?
DST, Herbie Hancock and the Rocket Band in England.
Yeah.
And, that's how I learned how to do the, basic hand movement.
Were all your boys into that too? Were they like, holy shit, did you see that?
No, we were, collectively more into stealing clothes. And,
Tight.
Other kids would break. That's about it.
Right.
Breaking, stealing clothes. I was the only one that went to DJ.
Well, that's cool. That gave you a head start then, huh?
Well, I had the clothes. Well, I needed one of the records.
Right. How would you describe your style? Is it like, just straight obnoxious or what?
How would I describe my style?
Is it about the, I mean, it's about the clothes then, huh?
It's like a clown on crack.
Clown on crack.
Yeah. It's like a duck eating wet cement. It's fun to watch till it blows up.
Right on. Are you talking about like, that's the live show then?
Is
Duck Dude on the...
Live shows are fun.
Yeah. You're probably actually the only hip-hop DJ I've seen that has a mosh pit.
I'm the only hip-hop DJ you're ever going to see that has the mosh pit.
Yeah. What do you think of that?
I wanted it to begin with. Like, that shit started in Cincinnati.
Right on.
Playing shows here, I can play like... hardcore and metal shit like that and get away with it, and it'll always be a pit.
Yeah.
And so it just kind of carried over into other shows, because when I would launch into that shit, kids would just stand there. That was kind of unacceptable.
Right. And that's your job as a DJ, is to get people like...
Oh, they don't have to, you know, you don't want to get in the pit, don't get in the pit. You want to have a good time. I don't make shows where people stand around and hold their dicks and stare at you.
Right.
That gets shit gets boring really quick. I don't give a fuck if you jump up and down, but you got to do something.
Right. That's a cool attitude. Is that...
Jack, do you go to shows and stand there and just nod your head like a fucking twerp?
No, man. No, I nod my head, mostly. And like pump my fist.
If I see at the show, I'll make sure to kick you in the fucking head.
Right on. Actually, I think it was a show in Bloomington. I got kicked in the face by you.
Bloomington's always a weird place to play.
Yeah.
It's you know, like the first time I played there was one of those. There's like 10 kids that are really down to fuck everything up, like to dance.
And one of them's name's Deerflesh.
200 kids that don't want to.
And one of those dudes' names is Deerflesh.
Yes, I remember that guy.
Yeah.
Awesome.
But speaking of which, man, I went to a show at the Metro one time, and we got there and we were like, you know, it's just some rhymes here, it's Def Jux shit. There's gonna be plenty of tickets, you know. I mean, Dibs is on the bill. So we went. We didn't have tickets, and you were around the side there, and I was trying to get in. Like, I was like, that's Dibs, you know, I'm going to talk to him and see if I can, you know, get on the list or whatever. And there were these fucking scrubs in front of me that were like, oh, Dibs, you know, let me suck your dick. Dibs, you know, put your balls on my face. And you let those dudes in, and you didn't let me in. Fucks up with that, man.
Too late, Jack.
Yeah.
I don't have a big guest list. I'm only allowed about 4 people, period, at any show. Now, everybody else can get like 20 people, but I can only get a few. Because the label and venues just figure that the people I let in, not going to make it a peaceful show.
That's cool, though. That's like, so you have a certain amount of notoriety then, huh? I'm assuming.
Yeah. I don't know if that's good or bad.
Yeah. So you, the Iron Horse, you let in the bikers though. That's cool.
I what?
You let the bikers in. That's cool. You got some. Like,
yeah, they get in all the shows.
Yeah. Right up.
Sure they do.
So tell me, like back in the day, you know, with hobos and everything, what was that like? Was that all, you know, was that on your stealing clothes shit, or?
No, that didn't start till like 93. Stealing clothes thing, that was just a way to make money in high school.
Right on. But slinging clothes, man.
Well, you know, like, you get what you need and sell the rest.
Right on.
You know, car stereos, clothes, radar detectors were big back then too.
Jack CDs,
fur coats from Berman's.
How would you steal a fur coat?
Put it on. You know the little thing, the fucking beeper thing that used to go off when you walked out the door.
Yeah.
You'd have like a can of fucking Planters peanuts or whatever, something with a metal can.
Just put it in there.
Put the coat on. You put that part of the coat in the can, like the little metal thing. You close the lid over it as tight as you can and walk out the door.
Right on.
It doesn't go off.
Right on.
It used to. I don't know how they do it now.
Mm-hmm.
But, or you could just go in and run out. You know, if you go in with 10 people, everybody grab and run. Snatch and dash.
Did you ever do that and then, like, get on a motorcycle and take off?
You know what?
Like, kick somebody and, like...
I've never really ridden a motorcycle.
Really?
Nah, not really. My dad used to ride them.
Yeah.
I don't think motorcycles are going to get along.
Uh-huh.
I'll die.
Yeah. Yeah, I could see that. So, that's cool. You released the new LP called...
Hold on, Jack. You ride a motorcycle?
Huh?
You ride a bike?
No, man, no.
So you do a magazine for motorcycle kids and you don't ride?
Well, no, I'm not in charge of this rag. I'm just a rider, man.
You ride a bike or not?
I got a bicycle.
What kind?
It's a Trek.
Hmm?
It's a Trek.
I don't believe you. I think you're telling stories.
No, man, it's for real. I got a bike. It's a mountain bike, dude.
A motorcycle. You got a motorcycle?
No, I got a mountain bike.
You got a mountain bike.
Yeah. It's big, right. Though. I mean, it's a big fucking bike, man. It's loud.
And you pedal really hard?
It's got a rusty chain, so, it really rumbles, dude. It's loud.
Awesome.
It's loud.
Chicks dig that shit.
Yeah. I put on the 70s style, like, athletic shorts and a headband.
That's what I wear every show. Every show since you've seen me. Shorts hiked up my ass.
Disco sausage dibs. Tight. So that leads me to the next question. With your new LP, 30th song, it seems to be a little different than a lot of other, like, Dibs releases. To me, it seems a little more turntablist in you know, its use of, like real, basically, like, live shit that's sort of, like, unproduced, and the fact that you haven't, like, scratched it, looped it, or juggled it, you know what I mean?
Right.
And then looped it, it's like, it's got a little more... you know, like, back to basics, turntablism kind of dynamic to it. Was that planned, or was that just like, this is what I'm doing, so I'm just going to fucking record it?
Like, 80% of that record's like 3 or 4 years old.
Huh?
About 80% of that 3 or 4 years old, that's why it's done like that.
Uh-huh.
Like, it just took forever to get it out. So, like, back then, that's the way I did all the shit.
Uh-huh.
So it's, well, maybe 60-some% of it is 3 or 4 years old.
Hmm.
So, yeah. I just changed the way I did shit over time, so. Now shit's different, so you're listening to me 3 years ago, more or less.
That's cool. That's cool. Have you ever kicked a dog?
Ever kicked a dog?
Yeah.
No, I've been bitten about 10, 15 times, though.
Have you got a dog?
Yes, I do. It's on the cover of the record.
That's not a dog, dude.
It's a dog. It's a bloodhound. It's a real dog.
It's not a real dog.
That's a real dog. Do you have a real dog? What kind of dog do you have? Cockapoo?
I got a Mastiff, dude.
You do not have a fucking Mastiff. You know you don't.
I got a... It's an old English Mastiff, dude. It weighs like... His name's fucking...
Make it up. Make it good.
His name's Meat Mass, dude.
Meat Mass? You know, I bet you got like a Mastiff Poodle mix. A straight fucking mutt.
Dude, fuck that.
Nah. Fucking mutt, you know you do.
It's fucking AKC all the way.
You got like a fucking half-breed bitch dog.
No, man, it's the real shit. It's full-blooded, dude.
Jack.
Bite your face off.
Jack. It might lick my face. If you have a ditch dog, you know you do.
Well, what's your dog?
Bloodhound. It's Bloodhound.
Full-blooded Bloodhound?
Full-blooded.
Lie.
No lie. It'll gnaw your fucking leg off.
Now, live performances, you know, you toured for some time with Rhymesayers. You've also done, like, Scribble Jam for years.
Yep.
You know, you've worked with a lot of really, like, really dope artists and other DJs and actual, like, real, like instrument player type dudes.
Alright.
What's your favorite, like, what's your favorite sort of, like, live performance setup? Are you about touring and just...
I love touring.
Yeah, yeah.
I like it a lot.
A lot of puss involved?
No. Not for me.
For the dog?
Dog doesn't go. No, Girls don't like me.
They're scared.
Chicks don't dig me, man.
That's weak, dude.
I'm ugly, Jack.
Dude, you're not ugly.
I'm fucking ugly.
You're not ugly, man. You got a beautiful mind.
Well,
that's all that matters.
The metro, me and you, backstage. We get all fucking oiled up, shave each other a little bit.
Shave.
Instant party.
Shave the balls. Ball shavers?
I'll shave the taint.
Gooch. No, but, would you rather, like, you know, do the instrumentals all night long, or do you like playing other people's shit?
I actually like playing other people's shit, too.
Yeah.
It'll work either way, as long as they get to go on tour.
Uh-huh.
Yeah.
Yeah. Where's the coolest place you've been? Have you ever been to, like, Japan or like, Australia or fucking...
Japan was cool.
Calcutta?
Japan was cool.
Yeah.
Bosnia was the shit.
Who?
Bosnia.
Bosnia.
Yeah, I'm just making these up now, but Japan was cool.
What do the Japanese think of Dibs?
Huh?
What do the Japanese think of Dibs? Do you get, like, those dudes with, like, the bouffant hairdos and, like, metal jackets and shit?
Not really. It looked like every kid you ever see over here.
Really? Cool.
Pretty much, except they're Japanese, so.
Right. Everybody smokes, yeah.
In Japan, everybody smokes cigarettes.
You can smoke anywhere. You can smoke in the hospitals.
Yes, you can smoke anywhere in Japan. It's like going to North Carolina.
Tight. So what's next as far as live performance? Do you got another tour or anything in the works?
I was going on a tour at Great White, but...
That fell through
on a bad... Yeah. That didn't quite work out the way I figured it would, so...
Were you at that first show then? Were you like, were you the pyrotechnics guy or something?
Nah, I couldn't make it.
Weak.
Fucking mountain bike wheel was broke. start of April this month, and then we go on a war tour in July.
Ah, who? And then you and who?
Me and Slug.
Okay.
Then we go back out in like September, October, November, shit, like another 3 month tour.
Mm-hmm. So you guys like seeing each other naked and shit?
All the time.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Do you ever like wake up with like a tea bag or anything weird like that? Like aunt giving you the tea bag?
I threw on him a lot of nights.
Yeah.
Yeah, but no, like you know, I sleep in the tub. I sleep in the tub. He gets to bed.
Man, that says a lot, dude. Do you ever feel like you're playing Arsenio Hall to his Michael Jackson?
Arsenio Hall? Fuck. What the hell is that?
What?
Like a mouse in here. You know, Jack, you can reanimate a mouse.
That's just your dog, dude.
No, a dog's upstairs. You can reanimate a mouse. You freeze them, you put them in the microwave on defrost, and they come back to life.
Nuh-uh.
I've done it.
You just want me to fucking get blood and guts all over my microwave.
Dude, I'm telling you.
That's sick, dude.
You put it on defrost. You gotta set the right weight. Come right back to life.
Mine only has a setting for 2 pounds and up.
Well, do 2 pounds. Just keep an eye on it.
I'll have to find more than one mouse or something.
You only need the one, man.
Just do a batch of mice.
you're gonna defrost it. You're not gonna cook it.
Back to the 30th song, and I don't want this to be like crate digging with Mr. Dibs or something, but you use a number of tracks from some artists, you know, fairly well known artists. Like one track that sticks out in my mind is sort of a short intro to a Cobham instrumental that was used on Blue Lines by Massive Attack. Like that's just like that's just where I remember it from. But like, how do you get away with stuff like that? I mean, this is almost a question for kids that are trying to, you know, that have found a pretty dope loop that,
well,
you know, and they want to put out a CD, but they don't know how, because...
Well, like, A, that shit, like I said, it's kind of old, like 3 or 4 years old, so, shit, some of it's older than that. When I did it, no one knew what the fuck it was.
Ah, right.
And B, if you get sued, that'd be good.
Right, more publicity.
It draws attention to your record anyway.
Mm-hmm. And all they can make you do is stop producing it, right?
They can't even really do that. There's always a way around that.
Really? Who deals with that kind of shit for you? Like, who's the bullshit guy that was like, you know?
Who would deal with it if I got sued?
Yeah.
Luke, the super attorney. That would be a job for Luke.
Right on. Have you worked with Luke a lot, like, as far as bar fights and, like, cover-ups and shit?
No, Luke lives in Chicago, so you only deal with Luke when you have an actual legal problem. Bar fights and shit don't count.
Oh. You just handle those.
Well, I mean, you know, you get your ass kicked or you kick your little ass. Either way, no one gets hurt, no one really gets in trouble.
Right on.
It's a bar fight. Who gives a fuck?
That last track on 30th song, is that like, where was that recorded at?
That's a fight from, you're talking about the hidden track?
Yeah.
It was, that Scribble Jam 2000.
That was that at Top Cats then?
Yes, it was.
Yeah, that was.
Oh, were you there?
I remember it, yeah, sort of bits and pieces.
Well, now it's a song, so it's etched in your brain.
Right on. Was that, like, during an MC battle or something like that? When was that?
No, that was at the end of the night at the door.
Okay. Yeah.
Good times were had by everybody.
Yeah, that was the highlight of the evening for a number of these young bangers.
That shit was fun. And then, see, the best part, after it was over and the cops were going to arrest those guys, we got them out.
Yeah.
Like, we beat the shit out of them and then made sure they didn't go to jail, too.
Yeah.
Because it's on
You fought, you lost, go home.
Can't win them all.
Right, right.
So it was a lot of them.
How many dudes were there?
There was six of them, four of us.
Yeah.
Yes.
Yes. So would you say that you're very metal? Are you as metal as they come?
Probably not. Metal enough.
Metal enough.
Yeah, metal enough.
Have you ever punched a cop?
No. I've been punched by a cop.
How many times? Do they punch in the balls?
No, they actually hit you with their baton. P-50 or whatever it is.
Baton.
It hurts.
Yeah, yeah. I've actually been shot with rubber bullets before.
That's gotta suck.
The worst part, though, is the cuffs, I'd have to say.
The cuffs?
The cuffs.
Well, if you're double jointed in your shoulders, you can take them under your leg and put them back in front of you so you don't have to sit with them behind your back.
Is that, are you double jointed or something?
Yeah, it's not that hard to do. Plus, it's fucking funny. You're in the car with them behind your back, they pull you out there in front of you. Plus, that gives you a chance to get in your pocket. If they happen to throw you in the car and don't take, shit out of your pocket, knife or whatever you got, you just put that underneath the, there's a big, underneath the police seat, back seat is empty. You just shove it down in the crack, they find it later, but they don't know where it came from.
You're planting evidence on Lieutenant Bunkowski or whatever.
Exactly.
Have you ever punched a girl?
Ever punched a girl? Yes.
Yeah.
I don't know if it counted as a girl. She was like 300 pounds and she was trying to whoop my ass. Like, she was whooping my ass. I was at a White Castle and I didn't want to hit her back. Like, I didn't want to talk to her either.
Uh-huh.
And she was hell-bent on picking me up, hey, baby. And I'm like, nah, no thanks. I was trying to be cool about it, but she wasn't having it. That turned into a, parking lot thing. She threw one of those big, giant White Castle sodas at me, lobbed it towards me, and so
ooh.
Your knee-jerk reaction is to catch it. Mm-hmm. And when I caught it, she clocked me in the head.
Ooh.
And I gave her props for that. That was a pretty slick move. And she hit me a couple of times. I'm like, look, I'm going to hit you back. It's not going to be fun. And she swung again. I, jabbed her in the face just to kind of let her know I'll hit you.
Uh-huh.
And then she punched me again, so I, hit her really hard. And like I said, her name could have been Matt or some shit like that. She was not very feminine.
Uh-huh.
Yeah. Other than that, no.
So have you ever mistaken a man for a woman?
Yes.
Yeah.
Like he, she?
Yeah.
Yeah, all the time.
A lot of those in Ohio?
Yes. a lot of them in Cincinnati anyway.
Uh-huh. Do you like...
They keep it interesting.
Yeah. That's cool. I mean, that's not cool, but,
Yeah, I think if the balls don't touch, Jack.
So, it's interesting. You got any other, stories about, fights with fat chicks?
No, I just had the one fight with the fat chick.
Uh-huh.
That's it. I can tell fight stories all day, but you don't want to hear them.
Right. Do you have any motorcycle stories?
Nah, I don't ride a motorcycle. Do I have any motorcycle? No, not really. Nothing worth repeating anyway. Might have been funny when I saw it, but it probably wouldn't be probably wouldn't make an entertaining interview.
Uh-huh.
Not like me and you talking about he-she's.
Right. Or exploding mice and shit.
Well, that's worth that.
Have you ever, put an animal in the washer or dryer?
No. No, I don't think so.
That was just one I made up. I didn't even written down.
I don't really torture.
I was looking at the dryer.
I got a dog, so I don't really torture animals.
That's cool.
A fish.
Uh-huh. You ever eat a fish?
Jack.
You into the fish?
I like to fish.
like sushi?
No.
Do you like Italian?
No.
Do you like
I like steak.
Steak.
Dead cow. I like steak.
Are you a like a well done kind of guy, or are you like rare?
I'm like medium.
Medium.
A little bloody.
A little bloody.
Not too done. Nice and pink on the inside.
Hey, it's all pink on the inside.
It's all pink on the inside. Believe that shit.
Do you ever just tell them to like wheel the cow out and like taste?
I've had it rare before.
Yeah.
It doesn't taste that bad.
You like
blood's good for you.
Yeah. Protein, iron.
Makes you overly aggressive from the steroids and the meat. Keeps you on your toes.
Yeah. Speaking of like like chemicals and the shit, what's your take on New World Order? Like, I know, how do you say, is it prescience or prescience or
presage?
Presage, that's it.
What do you mean? What's my take on it?
Like, I mean, are you in? I mean, are you like really into that shit, or is that just like a concept album where you're like?
I read books, blah blah blah, but. Like, the older I get, the less I really give a fuck.
Honestly, what are you going to do?
Not going to do a fucking thing.
Right. So what's your take on the war?
My take on the war?
Yeah. I know everybody's got something to say about it, even if it's fuck the war.
I don't really have anything to say about it.
Yeah. That's cool.
People got bullets and guns, they shoot each other. Mm-hmm. That's about it. On the war. Yeah. I don't get involved in the war thing.
Yeah.
Nah.
Nah.
Nah, fuck that.
Do you ever shoot a gun?
Yeah.
Yeah? Do you ever shoot it at somebody?
Yeah.
Yeah?
Yeah. Sorta.
Have you ever shot somebody?
Maybe. Maybe. I don't know. Possibly.
Mm-hmm. You've shot at somebody.
I've shot at somebody. I've been shot at.
Mm-hmm.
That's because, it's just like in the movies, man. You get shot 10 times, you live. Everybody knows it's just like the movies.
if you're going to be in hip-hop, you're going to get shot at.
Well, you know. Guns for show, knife for the pro, Jack.
that's a good attitude, I'd say.
I want to get right up on you, you know, right above your pelvic region and poke the knife in there and then work it all the way up to your throat. Little, I call it ass to appetite. it ain't gonna be no good for me if I don't get to watch you in your fucking face while you're bleeding to death.
Wow. Wow.
You know, fuck a gun. Guns are cool, but I'd rather stab you to death, Jack. You personally.
Why me? Right. Why me, dude?
I don't know. You're conveniently on the other end of the phone. You're going to die.
Reach out and stab someone.
Yeah, bullet doesn't do as much damage, realistically, as a knife.
What if it's like a hollow point or like a...
Still, like, chances are it goes in and comes out. I mean, it might fuck up a lot of shit, but, you know, you poke a knife in somebody and move it around a little bit, you're doing more damage.
Yeah. What's your favorite stabbing scene in the movies?
American Me, Prison Part. Who's the girl? You're the girl. And they shove the knife up his ass.
Ooh.
Big fucking Rambo buck knife up this dude's ass. That's the most brutal stabbing scene in any movie.
What's the name of the movie again?
American Me.
American Me?
Yep.
Is that like a horror flick or what?
No, it's like a gangster, it's like a Mexican mafia gangster movie type thing. You should watch it. You like it a lot.
Yeah?
I guarantee you'll like it.
Is it on Beta?
Might be. Betamax?
Betamax.
Betamax. Soundtrack's out on 8-track.
That's cool. That's cool. What are some of your favorite movies? Stabbing
favorite
movies.
One. Stabbing movies or just movies?
Either.
Willy Wonka and the Chocolate Factory is my favorite movie. Deranged. It's a good movie. Ed Gein. That's a good movie. American Psycho. Man Bite Dog. Henry. Portrait of a Serial Killer. Confessions of a Serial Killer. Shit like that.
Uh-huh.
American Psycho.
You like
American Pimp. Pimps Up, Hoes Down. Reservoir Dogs.
Yeah. That's some good shit. Actually, in preparation for this interview, I was watching Reservoir Dogs.
Well, I'm going to be Mr. White.
Uh-huh.
You're going to be Mr. Pink.
Hey, that means I live.
Yeah, well, you know, you don't get to cut anybody's ear off, though.
Right, that's true. If I wanted to be somebody, I'd probably want to be Mr. White, too.
You know, you get to do a little dance, and you get to cut an ear off.
Yeah.
Like, fuck, who cares? You died, you cut an ear off. Who cares if Pink lived? His name was Mr. Pink.
Yeah. It's true. So what are you working on right now?
I'm working on a new EP and a new album.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah.
Is it a random album?
Oh, there's another random volume 3 done.
Okay.
That'll be out in the fall, like on the like September for that tour. That'll be out. And then there's like a CD for the Warped Tour that's just like all the hardcore and like metal shit from everything I already did, plus like a bunch of new shit. It's more like, it's like $5 CD, you know what I mean? It's like 40 minutes long, like mm-hmm. just for the Warped Tour.
That's are they gonna?
There's only gonna be like 1,000 of them.
Mm-hmm. Are they putting the money on that though? Are they like handling that for you?
Who?
I don't know, Warped.
Oh, no. You gotta do all that yourself.
That's all you. Okay.
Yep.
That's cool. Are you like remixing shit like Linkin Park and fucking.
No. I'm not really a big fan of, let's call it.
New metal.
New metal, yeah. Not. I mean, some of the shit's okay, but not really.
Right.
You know, like, I'm not going to name anybody I like because I don't really think I like that many of them.
Oh. That's cool. I wouldn't expect you to.
Yeah, well, you know.
You know. But,
you know what I'm saying, man. You know what I'm saying.
True.
I mean,
true.
I buy new shit. I just don't go in for the new metal thing.
Do you actually, like, go back and buy the old shit?
No, I buy new shit. Like, I buy new, like, hardcore and shit like that, but I don't really buy, like, new metal. That shit's kind of whack.
Right.
For the most part.
Yeah, I know where you're coming from on that. What's the most recent album you bought? Like, what's some of the new shit you're listening to?
The newest thing I bought? The new Sworn Enemy album.
Uh-huh.
I bought that, I don't know, a couple days ago.
Yeah. Right on.
That shit.
What else you been listening to?
Oh, man. Poison the Well.
Uh-huh.
The Irish Car Bomb. Bad Luck 13, Riding Extravaganza. Pit Boss 2000. Sworn Enemy, Throwdown, Terror. One Nation Under. Shit like that.
Is that all, what is it?
Hardcore.
Yeah. There's a lot of hardcore.
M.O.P.
Yeah.
M.O.P., A$AP Rock, The Opus.
Yeah.
City Official, Brother Ali.
Brother Ali's out?
Well, I haven't.
Lucky son of a bitch.
That don't mean it's out, but.
Right.
Actually, yeah, it is out. The album is out.
Cool.
And it's easily the best hip-hop album in the last 5 years, unquestionably.
Yeah. I saw him in Bloomington the last time you guys were around, and I was pretty blown away. You know, like, I'd seen him at Scribble Jam and shit, and I was like, yeah, dude can freestyle, you know?
His album is a classic hip hop record. Like, you can play it both sides all the way through, never have to fast or jump away from anything.
That's almost what I expected from his live performance. I was like, this shit is all good.
It's so really good. Me and Ali play together in Chicago. Like me, Slug, High Respects, Ali, and so Sean's playing with High Respect, so I'm going to opt to play with Ali.
Right.
So we're going to do like 15 minutes, me and Ali.
That's cool. When is that?
I think it's the 13th or 14th of April.
What do you think of like a lot of the like the young DJs that come to your shows and are like, you know, like basically you're like an idol to these dudes?
I think it's weird.
Yeah.
Like, I don't, you know, I'm just some white trash dude from Cincinnati. Like, I think it, well, you know, like, I don't get treated like that at home. So, like, it's just kind of strange to have people, like, in awe of you. Because I don't look at it like that.
What do you say to them when they're, like, trying to press their tapes on you? Like, yo, check this out, check this out.
Oh, I always take the, I mean, like, when they're handing me CDs and shit.
Yeah.
I always take them. I always listen to them, too.
That's cool.
And if they got, like, email or some shit, or if they email me to remind me, like, I'll email them back, and, like, if it was dope, I don't email them if it's shitty, but...
Right.
Like, it ain't not my job to give them advice on how to make a dope record.
Mm-hmm. True. How did you get involved with, like, I don't know, like, larger names just from... Like, did you start out making, you know, mixtapes and send them out?
We made, first Hobo tape fucking, was Rap Pages, tape of the month, and it was in, like, April of 94. Mm-hmm. And then they ran it, like, 3 months in a row as, like, tape of the month. And it just kind of snowballed from there.
Uh-huh. Did you start getting phone calls from, like, industry execs, like, or just, you know?
Nah, you can't trust people at record labels.
Yeah. I was talking to Slug, and he said that most of the cats, though, in the, you know, like, indie rappers are no different than a lot of the big, you know, the industry dudes.
How so?
He said, well, I mean... I don't know exactly, but, you know, he said that you, honestly, like, you don't want to trust, really.
No, I mean, it's like a mirror image of it, just on a smaller scale.
Right. Basically, if they had the money and all the shit, that they really wouldn't be much different.
Right. I mean, there's more people that I trust in, like, independent hip-hop and shit than on, like, anger labels, like... I trust Slug and Sadiq and Rhymesayers and Bird, J Bird, like those three. Like, if they say you're going to get X amount of money, you will get X amount of money.
Right.
When they say it, most people dick around, you know, checks in the mail and it never shows up.
Mm-hmm.
But those motherfuckers have always come through.
Yeah.
Yeah. So, like, fuck everybody except Sadiq, Sean, J Bird, Rhymesayers.
Right on.
It's not even because, well, it is because I'm on there, but it's because they've always been like if you're not going to get paid off of some shit you did because it didn't sell, then they'll tell you.
Right.
And if you are going to get paid, yeah, you're going to get X amount of money, and it'll be there Wednesday, and it's always there.
Very cool. So what about, like, some of these, like, I know you hobnob with, like, a lot of big DJs, like, you know, I don't know, you're on, My Vinyl Weighs a Ton, shit.
Oh, yeah.
And you're on, MERS, new joint.
It's on the CD, like, it's like a bonus thing on the CD. I did, like, an intro form, yeah.
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 So, like, what, you know, are you in, 7L and ISO, SO Terrific?
I mean, I haven't... talk to those dudes in years, but, like, I mean, when I do, boom, you cross paths, I mean, I'm still cool with everybody.
Right.
Yeah.
Yeah. Right. Yeah. Well, honestly, dude, I don't have any more questions unless you want to talk about motorcycles, dude.
I don't really know much about motorcycles. I want a motorcycle, but I got this big pimp car. I'm kind of happy with that.
What kind of car are you driving?
'84 Oldsmobile 98.
Ooh.
And I'm going to sell it and get fucking 78 Monte Carlo. Like a 79 El Camino.
Nice.
El Caminos can drive up walls, you know.
El Camino. Good to say.
So, but the motorcycle, see, motorcycle or an old car, it's the same fucking thing. You can only drive it so much of the year.
Right.
And then it's in the garage. Like, I can't drive this in the fucking winter. Because this, you know, the fuck, you know, you live in Indiana, the fucking salt shit will rust your paint.
Yeah. Yeah.
Plus, it's big and it slides around like a fucking ice cube.
Yeah.
I don't love a bike, but, dude, I'd fucking die.
Yeah. Well, that's why you should wear a helmet.
Yeah, well, I probably would wear a helmet, but, like, I don't want a crotch rocket either. Like, I'm not into those crotch rocket things.
Nah.
I like the big, fat, like, you know, a Harley Hog.
Oh, yeah.
A Fat Boy or some shit like that.
Yeah.
But those bikes cost so fucking much anyway that...
Yeah, to ride them for only 4 months out of the year is not real cost-effective.
If I had the money, I would get, like, a custom bike.
Yeah.
Like Jesse James' bike, but there's some better people out there.
Mm-hmm. So how is the money?
Money's good.
Good.
Money's good. I mean, I haven't worked a job since 94 anyway. Like, I've DJed and supported myself on that since then.
Right on. What about that, like
that? That and robbing kids at raves.
Uh-huh. No shit.
Well, I was broke for a minute. Like, I wasn't going back to flipping burgers, so, you know, them little skinny, like, ex-dealers and shit.
Yeah. Rich suburban kids.
Professional victims.
Yeah. Yeah. You ever, like, sling them, like, Advil? Tell them it's,
nah,
like, the next shit?
No, I just jacked them. I didn't want their drugs. I just want their money.
Yeah.
What are you going to do? Tell the cops I robbed you for your drug money? No. You're going to get beat up in the bathroom stall and give me all your shit.
Yeah.
And hope I don't like your shoes.
Tight.
But that was a long time ago.
Yeah. Oh, of course.
98, 99.
You're a fine, upstanding member of society now.
I don't know about all that.
Yeah, yeah. Well, one last question. What's up with that, like, box that you use during during certain tracks where you, like, and you can hear it. You can hear it on 30th song. What's that?
The theremin.
Oh, okay.
It's an optical theremin. Like, I built it myself, and it's light sensitive. There's a hole on the top. And that's a light-sensitive eye, and the brighter the light is, the higher the pitch of the sound is.
Uh-huh, so that's what that box top thing is, where you're...
Yeah, so when you put your hand above the hole, it, you know, like, it'll make it real deep, and the higher you move your hand away, the more light's been exposed to the eye, the higher the pitch gets.
Very cool. Something you might be interested in, if you're into that kind of thing, is there's a dude online, and I don't know where he's from, or, like, what he's doing, but he's on some shit. He, like, builds shit like that.
He's from Louisiana. He made something called the Drum Buddy. I already have one.
Oh, really? Like carriansound.com?
I don't know. There's a dude, drumbuddy.com. You should check that guy out.
Yeah.
Like, there's a song on Random 2 I made with the Drum Buddy. I haven't taken it on tour yet, but eventually I will.
Yeah.
It's like a theremin intermingled with a drum machine that all runs off of a, like, light sensitive oscillators.
Ah.
And a coffee can. Seriously.
Tight.
Yeah, like it. You go look at it. God damn it.
Does it have, like, joysticks and, like, trigger buttons and shit?
Lots of trigger buttons and knobs.
Mm. Wicked.
And you know all about knobs.
Fuck you, man. Gotta make money somehow. Well, that's it, man. That's it for the interview, man. I had a killer time.
Right on.
Even though you didn't talk about motorcycles or nothing.
Yeah, well, next time I'll talk about motorcycles in the next interview.
Just as a as like a service or something, would you be interested in doing a drop for some buddies of mine?
Sure.
It's Tone Deaf Systems, if you just, I don't know.
What is it?
It's like an artist collective. We don't really have, well, my buddy doesn't have any money. He's kind of a, he's a really cool dude, but really no money to put out his music or any of his buddy's music from Indiana.
Right.
And so they got this website, and I don't know, they're trying to do interviews or some shit, you know. Just like an artist collective kind of thing, since nobody has
right.
any money.
So what are you going to do?
I don't know, just say something like, you know.
Tone Deaf Systems, that's what it is, right?
Yeah.
Is this some shit you would listen to, or what?
Oh, yeah. Yeah, if you want, man, I'll send you a link. I'll send a...
Yeah, I'll send email a, me the link.
I'll send you a link to Dibs One.
At MrDibs.com.
You check that shit?
Yeah.
Okay. Yeah, man, I'll send you a link to that.
Cool. All right. So you want me to do this thing now?
Yeah.
So I can start any goddamn time.
Yeah, you can. Yeah, whatever you want.
Rolling, motherfucker. Is that right? Speak up, Jack. We're already rolling, right?
Right, we're rolling, man.
I will pay attention. My name? Are you fucking listening? You, Jack.
I'm listening.
My name is Mr. Dibs. Mr. fucking Dibs to you, Jack. And when I'm not touching myself or beating my ex-girlfriend, I'm smacking balls with Tone Deaf Systems, bitch.
Recognize.
Right on.
All right, man. Thanks, Dibs.
No problem.
I'll let you know, man. Just thanks a lot, and I'll send you a link with, like, the interview and some music. Look, this phone's going out, so I gotta go.